From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we look back at the life of former United Nations Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick.
But first, the bipartisan Iraq Study Group has been promoting its proposals and its book this week. It's really 79 recommendations and over 140 pages, all intended for an audience of one, George W. Bush. Here's the panel's co-chair, James Baker, who says he hopes President Bush is listening.
I hope we don't treat this like a fruit salad and say, I like this, but I don't like that. I like this, but I don't like that. This is a comprehensive strategy designed to deal with this problem we're facing in Iraq, but also designed to deal with other problems that we face in the region and to restore America's standing and credibility in that part of the world.
But the president, answering a question from a reporter yesterday, didn't give a clear sense of what he'll do.
I don't think Jim Baker and Lee Hamilton expect us to accept every recommendation. I know they expect us to consider every recommendation, Jim. They ought to pay close attention to what they advise.
So how will George W. Bush make his decision? Here now is Michael Isikoff of Newsweek magazine. He's also the co-author of Hubris, the inside story of spin scandal and the selling of the Iraq war. And Michael, based on what you know about how the president makes decisions, how's he going to make this one?
I would be rather shocked if he were to simply embrace the Baker-Hamilton recommendations wholesale and adopt even principally the course they're talking about. Look, it's a rather audacious idea or concept that a commission not appointed by the president rewrites American foreign policy, hands it to the White House, and then expects the president to adopt it. That's usually not the way the American government works.
Well, who has the president's ear?
Well, certainly his top advisors, Condoleezza Rice at this point, and the Secretary of State, and Steve Hadley, the National Security Advisor, have his ear. The military commanders probably have the most claim on his attention. What's not clear is whether the people who got us into the mess in the first place have his ear in anything like the way they did before. And I'm speaking most principally of the guy you've barely heard a word of or certainly from this week, Vice President Dick Cheney.
Let's go through a few of them. What do you think Condoleezza Rice is going to be saying?
She certainly has been open to the diplomatic front since she's become Secretary of State. That's normally the way it goes. That's what Secretaries of State do. She was not particularly open to that when she was National Security Advisor in the White House, or less open to that. But I think this is, you know, primarily governed by events on the ground, and I think that's where the real quandary is. I think the president is most carefully listening to people like General Casey, the American commander in Iraq, and Secretary Gates has been confirmed this week. I think he's going to listen closely to Gates, who was on the commission. Beyond that, you know, it is still a real mystery who the president most listens to.
What about Karl Rove? Will that come into effect?
Well, just as Cheney has been chastened by events in Iraq, I think Rove has been chastened by the results of the election. So the people who he has most relied on historically for his presidency have been so diminished by recent events that you really have a sense that the president may be at sea at this point.
Do you get the sense that this is the moment that if the president doesn't use this report as an opportunity to change course, that the last 2 years of the Bush presidency will look a lot like the last three and a half?
I think we're at a point where the events in Iraq are going to govern what happens. We had, 33 Americans killed just this week. If that kind of death toll continues and continues to escalate, the president may have no options left.
That's Michael Isikoff of Newsweek. He's the co-author of Hubris, the inside story of spin, scandal, and the selling of the Iraq war. Thanks very much, Michael.
Thank you.